pro-life students to expose Lisa Murkowski's pro-abortion record by knocking 8,700 doors. By Wendell Hasebo on September 22, 2022. Students with Life Action, SFLAction, will knock 8,700 doors in Fairbanks, Alaska. From September 22 to 26 to expose pro-abortion 21-year incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., for constantly voting with Democrats on the abortion issue, Life News reported Wednesday. Murkowski, who has vowed to further Democrat policies if re-elected, has voted against conservative positions on abortion. Students with Life Action intend to expose Murkowski's record, which includes opposing pro-life Supreme Court justices such as Brett Kavanaugh's nomination, opposing legislation prohibiting elective 20-week abortions, promising to codify Roe v. Wade into law, opposing the Supreme Court's ruling that made abortion a state issue. SFLAction Executive Director Dustin Curtis said of the door-knocking initiative that Alaskan voters should not assume all Republicans are a true pro-life vote. SFLAction and Students for Life of America represent more than 1,300 college campus groups in all 50 states, where young, outspoken pro-lifers have been fully engaged in the greatest human rights abuse of our lifetime, abortion. The pro-life generation stands ready to educate Alaskans on their elected official stance on abortion. This may come as a surprise to many who think an R next to a name means pro-life, Curtis stated. We are mobilized across the nation to engage in key races that will help determine the fate of the preborn on the federal level. The campaign of Kelly Tshibaka, Murkowski's Trump-endorsed opponent, praised SFLAction's effort to expose Murkowski and slammed the pro-abortion incumbent for supporting the Democrats' abortion-on-demand policies. Kelly Tshibaka is pro-life and will fight to protect the unborn, Tshibaka's advisor, Tim Murtaugh, told Breitbart News. Lisa Murkowski is radical on abortion, supporting abortion on demand, right up to the moment of birth. Almost no one agrees with her on that except the most radical of leftists. On Wednesday, Tshibaka, who is tied in the polls with Murkowski, announced she was endorsed by the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America's Candidate Fund. Voters will never wonder where I stand, as I will protect life and oppose taxpayer funding of abortion, while supporting access to birth control without a prescription, both over the counter and through the mail, Tshibaka said in a press release. SBA Pro-Life America has added to Tshibaka's momentum. In recent weeks, three former U.S. Senate candidates have coalesced behind Tshibaka and not behind the 21-year incumbent. Candidates suspending their campaigns and backing Tshibaka are exactly what she needs to win because of Alaska's ranked choice voting system, which forwards votes from eliminated candidates to stronger, remaining ones as balloting progresses. Their early departure from the race and endorsement of Tshibaka will have an impact on the number of votes that will fall to Tshibaka over Murkowski as the second and third rounds present themselves. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.